The second Youth Literature Festival is set for this Saturday, October 9th, at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. The day's events begin at 10 a.m. The festival is free and open to the public. It is a wonderful celebration of reading and writing. There will be all manner of activities and workshops, and nationally known authors, poets, illustrators, and storytellers will be featured. There will also be a famous storybook character on hand, the Cat in the Hat. One of the many community volunteers working to pull all of this together is Carol Charlo. She also happens to be the co-chair of the Youth Literature Festival. Carol, welcome.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Now, as we're sitting here speaking out in the community and in surrounding communities today and then again tomorrow, some of these writers are visiting schools. What can you tell us about that?
It is. It's very exciting, and I think that sort of sets the stage for Saturday. We have 14 authors and illustrators out in the schools today and tomorrow, and they're building that enthusiasm that's going to culminate in the Saturday event. But I thought I'd share just a couple of them with you. There's a woman by the name of Nadja Forber Pratt, and she is a wheelchair racer as well as an author. And then we have one that I loved last time, 2 years ago when we did this as well, Dan Keating. And he's not only an author, but also a folk song player. So we'll have fun with him as well on Saturday.
Yeah, he's also an award-winning storyteller.
Oh, definitely.
And I also wanted to mention Beth Finke because she's an NPR commentator. And Debbie Chocolate, who's the author of more than 20 picture books. And some of her books have been featured on Reading Rainbow and Sesame Street. So that's something for parents and children to look forward to. Are the activities and workshops that will be underway on Saturday, are they tailored for youth?
They're tailored for every age group and even parents and grandparents alike. There will be a lot of puppetry activities, and I cannot imagine this one, but they're going to be making puppets out of pool noodles as well as doing a little origami puppet. So it's the whole range. And some of the cute little quick tales and tunes that I was reading about are The Giraffe Who Could Not Laugh and I Cannot Hug a Fish. I mean, it just sounds like a lot of fun.
I'm going to be involved in something called, I think it's called Rhyme Time. And I don't know quite yet what my responsibilities will be. I'm finding out about that later this afternoon. But it sounds like a great thing to be part of.
There'll be book signings, too. So, I mean, children can buy books or youth can buy books there and have them signed by the authors, which would be great for a Christmas gift as well or a holiday gift.
Now, this is the second Youth Literature Festival.
Yes, it is.
The first was held 2 years ago. It was very successful. Why was it such a hit?
I think part of it is what you were suggesting with the days preceding that, as children had an opportunity to meet authors and talk to authors and talk to them about what it's like to write a book and to hear how excited they were about sharing their experiences. And I think that the libraries benefited from that, and we've had a lot more children in the libraries and families in the libraries, and so that excitement's just grown.
Yeah, I read that following the first festival, local librarians reported a big spike in circulation.
Definitely.
In our community, libraries are well used by families. They get a lot of traffic. I wonder, you know, all this culminated then in a continued interest after the fact in reading and writing.
Yes, and I think even to the extent that children decided to write stories, and we've had, as you well know, a writing contest that WILL was involved in. And so I think those sort of fed off each other,
yeah.
And that was
and the
good.
The entries in that contest have just
incredible
bloomed.
Yes.
Just really a huge spike in entries. And they're all wonderful, and they're well-written, and they're illustrated as well.
you want to give all of them a top grade and a top star because they're all good. You're right.
Well, there we've got to wrap it up. But the important thing to leave our listeners with is that the second Youth Literature Festival is set for this Saturday, October 9th at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. The day's events begin at 10 a.m. and it wraps up at 4 in the afternoon. It is free and open to the public. Free parking in Krannert's garage, and the Krannert Center is located at 500 South Goodwin Avenue. Carol Charlow, thank you so much.
And there is an insert in the News Gazette today with a listing of all of the activities, so that might be helpful to folks as well.
Very good. Thank you.